We're a few days away from Mother's Day. That's a time for flowers and cards, chocolates and cakes, and good conversations. If you're a regular Cross Currents listener, which we hope you are, you probably are familiar with StoryCorps, a collection of conversations between loved ones. Parents and their children, siblings, spouses, and friends sit in a sound studio booth and interview each other. StoryCorps is the brainchild of Dave Isay, an award-winning documentary producer and author of the book Mom. Since he has inspired others to interview each other, we thought it would be nice to interview him. Dave Isay sat down with KALW's Holly Kernan.
What's one of your favorite mom stories from the book?
Wow. I mean, it's the cool thing about these stories is that everything leaves you with something that you don't forget, you know. And I have a baby, and it taught me a lot about being a dad. There's a lot to learn from these moms. I love every story in the book. I mean, one that just comes to mind because I spent some time with folks from the book yesterday on the tour. Is the last story in the book is a mom who is interviewed by her daughter. And this is part of one of the special projects we have is for families with Alzheimer's disease. And this is a mom who has recently been diagnosed with Alzheimer's and a daughter who's about to have her first baby. And the daughter brings her to the booth to talk about their life together and also to have the mom sing lullabies for her daughter that she knows she's not going to be able to sing soon enough. On the page, it's just beautiful reading this. And, you know, that's what you see throughout this book. It's poetry from our voices. It's poetry in the words of our parents, our grandparents, our neighbors on the page.
And the book, again, is Mom. And in honor of moms, let's hear our next story. You said you just had a baby, so I think you'll enjoy
this.
I call myself a lactation engineer. I love pregnant women, I love mothers, I love babies, I love children.
How did you become interested in infant and maternal care?
Well, your Aunt Nancy was my influence to going into nursing school.
Okay.
And then, strangely enough, I had an instructor in nursing school who thought I would be a terrible nurse and should be a stewardess or a hairdresser. And I went on to fool her. I got the highest marks on my, state exams in maternal child health. And so I started working in a small hospital in the postpartum unit with mothers and babies, and I was in heaven. I became a childbirth instructor, actually, when I was pregnant with you. And I then ended up getting a job in labor and delivery at the hospital I work at now. Loved it. The first time I delivered a baby was the most awesome thing. I was just on top of the world. The doctor was late, standing outside, and I'm calling his name and calling his name and calling. He was just not paying attention to me. Before you know it, I had this baby in my hands, good 8-pound baby, and I was like, holy cow. And I said, you can send me your payment, not the doctor.
What would you give as far as advice for someone who's young and has just had children?
Don't try to follow anybody else's parenting style. You know, don't read a book and then try to be a parent to the book. Be a parent to the child. Each child is different, and you will parent each child differently, and you will love each child with a passion that you never knew you had inside of you before. And go with your instincts. Your instincts are almost always right.
That was Ann Meyer speaking with her daughter Jennifer at the StoryCorps booth here in San Francisco, and we have the founder of StoryCorps with us, Dave Isay. And I was listening to that, and I just the intimacy of those conversations and the fact that it seems like the StoryCorps booth allows – you to ask questions that you might never, ever ask. It allows this dialogue that wouldn't otherwise happen, you know, in our daily lives.
You know, that I was listening to that. I was there, the first section of the mom book is called Wisdom, and that could have, the end of that clip could have gone right into this book. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, something you see in every interview, that there's something about the formality of this process. It's formal, but it's incredibly relaxed for the people who are in the booth. But people look at it as 40 minutes to leave a legacy. And there are questions asked and conversations had that just don't happen during the normal course of day-to-day life. And I doubt in the 30,000 interviews that there's ever been, no matter how well you think you know the person who you're in the booth with, you're going to learn something new. I mean, that's certainly something I've found. I was, you know, when I interviewed my mom for StoryCorps, and I'm very close to my mom, that 40 minutes we spent in the booth, there was almost nothing that I had known beforehand that we talked about. And I was expecting it just to be kind of a 40 minutes in the middle of the day, which would be a great time to just be with my mom, but it was all new. And you
know, why do you think that is? What's the insight that you get?
I think that the kind of questions that are talked about are big life questions. And, you know, we're so scattered and there's so many things going on. There's just not the time to have those conversations. And I think that there's something about the facilitator and the safety of the booth that makes it easier for people to open up. You know, StoryCorps at its heart is really two people having the chance to say how much they love each other by listening to each other. And very often, if you bring your mom or your grandma to the booth or whoever it is, at the end of the interview, people tend to turn the tables and the person doing the interview tells that person how much they mean to them. And it's always profound. It's always emotional. It's the kind of things that we don't say as much during the regular course of human events. But hopefully what StoryCorps reminds us to do is to maybe say those things a little bit more often.